Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Pam Harper is our guest, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, which is outstanding. It's all about leadership and management, high performance, putting all that together. She's the co-author of the Growth co-host along with her husband Scott of Growth Igniters Radio, businessadvance.com and growthigniterradio.com. Is that right?
Growth Igniters.
With putting this S on the end of igniters. It's a great radio show, folks.
It's all one word.
I've been there. So, Pam, we're talking about happiness. Is happiness realistic? And can we talk about fun? Don't you think that one of the reasons why some businesses have a hard time having happy employees is because they don't know how to do their work and have fun at the same time? It can be done. We're doing it here in my operation. What do you think?
I think that fun is a very subjective thing. And if we want to have fun, I have seen people have fun. I remember going to a restaurant once and the waiter was dancing around. You know? And he said, well, I teach dance, and I'm thinking of dance moves. And I thought, okay, you're having fun. And I see it in certainly with clients that I work with, that people have fun. What I've found is that the people who have the most fun at work feel that they're doing something that actually matters to the company.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that I'm not saying that it's a real big purpose with a capital P, necessarily. Some people are like that. But even if you're in a job that's not glamorous, I've found that the people who feel that they are genuinely contributing to the well-being of the company and doing something that is not, you know, busy work, they will tell me that they are having fun in their own
way.
But
see, I'm not talking about that kind of fun. I'm talking about interactive.
I know you're
fun.
Talking about.
I'm talking about.
Fun.
All right, so one of my employees will knock on my door. And I'll say, come in, and they'll stick their head in, and I'll say, you again. You know? And we have a little laugh about that. And then when they leave, I'll say, now, will you leave me alone? I got work to do here. And that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now, we're a small shop here. We don't have an HR VP here. You know, they can't go to HR. They got to come to me. So that may be good or bad.
Okay.
But my point is, that's what I mean about fun. We take our work seriously.
Well,
we don't mess around with our work. You know that. You do business with us. You know we take our work very seriously. But we have fun in the process of it. That's what I think. I think if you're
fun
so stuffy in your management style, you repress people having fun. What do you think?
Fun is a very important thing. My point, and I respect what you're saying, Jim, I think that it's great that you do that. That is an important thing in your culture. What I think is most important, though, is there's no one right way to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody needs to do it just like you do, which I think is great that you all have fun like that.
How many times have you gotten on a Southwest Airlines airplane and the stewardess or the steward the flight attendant has, they say something funny as they're talking about the instructions.
Yeah.
You know, there's a video. There's actually a video now where they've got that's pretty funny. I mean, you know, that's the kind of fun you can have. I mean, try to do. I think if people will do more of that, Pam, they'll have happy employees. And you know what else? They'll have happy customers.
Wait a moment, Jim. I think what's most important is that when people feel that they can have fun in a way that works with other people, and everybody is kind of in the sync with doing it, that is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen parties, I've seen all kinds of interesting things that people do, and it is fun. My big point, though, is that we have to be able to go with the ebb and flow of it all. and be realistic so that when the hard times come, we definitely know we have fun, but we'll get through the hard times
right.
And we're going to have fun again.
Yep, I agree with that. Pam, I need the website again, please.
BusinessAdvance.com and GrowthIgnitersRadio.com.
Tell them about Growth Igniters Radio.
Growth Igniters Radio is for people who are interested in being the disruptors and not the disrupted. That's why, Jim, you've been a guest. It is about leadership and for people who are successful, visionary leaders especially.
And it's on once a week, right?
Once every other week.
Every other week.
A directory of episodes.
And you've got the archives there. So check it out, folks. GrowthIgnitersRadio.com and BusinessAdvance.com. Pam, good job today. Come back soon. I'm Jim Blessingame. Thanks for being here. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.